Isn't it time you lived life on your own terms? If not now, when? Visit abrilliantgamble.com for more information on Blair's new exciting online coaching program. Midlife doesn't have to be a crisis. It's a time to rethink who you are and what you really want from your work, your life, and yourself. Sacrificing your soul stops here. It's time to make some plans, make them happen, and live the life you deserve. With interviews, stories from her own adventures, and expert insights, here's your host, best-selling author, speaker, and coach, Blair Palmer.
Hello and welcome to episode 122 of the Brilliant Gamble podcast. I hope you are really well. It's just me today. There are no guests on the show today. And I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I had some really great guests lined up and I wanted to bring them to you. But we have a little gap, and so this seemed like a great opportunity for me to do some solo shows and to talk about a few things that I think are going to be really important as you experience this transition that you're in, this crossroads, and start to work out what are you going to do next. Or if you're some way through that process, you already know what you're going to do next, you already started doing it, I'm thinking that these next couple of weeks of shows can really help you with some of the topics that people are asking me about in the Corporate Escapees Facebook group and in private messages and in conversations. So this is my opportunity this week, next week, and possibly the week after to share some concepts and some ideas and some things to think about, as well as practical actions, of course, that come from my head and rather than the guest's head. So that's what we're doing this week. And this week, it's all related to some thoughts I've been having around some products that I have launched. So I've launched two products in the last week or so. The first is the Escape the Rat Race checklist, which is a checklist of 70 items, 70 tasks, questions to resolve, questions to think about, so that you can transition out of your job. And the other product is a short training program. It's 3 videos plus a workbook and support emails from me to help you to work out how to transition. How are you actually going to ease yourself out of the job that you have today and into the venture, whatever it might be that you want to have in future. And launching those two products really got me thinking, because how do you know if you're ready to start that process? How do you know if now is the time? How do you know if maybe there's another solution? So perhaps leaving corporate world altogether isn't your only option. Maybe you could go to a new company, get a different job in a new business. Maybe you could start a new career, but still within the corporate world. Maybe all you need is a career break, but then you would return and you'd rediscover your mojo and the problem would be resolved. Maybe resolving the problem is about getting a promotion and doing something that's more challenging, really stretching yourself. Maybe working flexibly or working part-time actually is a better solution than leaving altogether. And maybe it's about attitude and personal development for you, so that actually, and this is one of the things I learned when I was on my travels, you take yourself with you. And maybe you have a suspicion that some of the emotions that you're feeling now, some of the tiredness that you're experiencing, some of the kind of midlife crisis isn't really solved by leaving your job and starting your own business, that actually what you need to do is some personal development and look into your mindset and your attitudes and do some of that work. So how do you know? Well, on the show today, I'm going to be sharing 10 really good reasons to leave your corporate job. And as you listen to these 10 reasons, see how many of them you can say yes to the statement. The more of these that you can say, yes, that's me, I agree with that statement, that's where I am, the more compelling the case that it isn't a little career break that you need or a change of scene. Actually, you are ready to really leave corporate life and to start something else, and you can begin that transition now. And that's where downloading the free checklist or going on the 12 steps to transition program might be the next step for you. So I'm going to run through these 10 statements, 10 reasons to leave, and I'll give a little bit of explanation of each one. And just keep a kind of running score. How many of these out of 10 would you say, yes, that is me, that's where I am? So let's get started. Number one, first good reason to leave your corporate job and to leave corporate world altogether and start up on your own is that you actually want to run a business. Now, this might seem a bit obvious, but actually many people leave their job and start a business because they think that running a business is about doing the thing you want to do 5 days a week. So if you want to be a massage therapist or a coach or a private tutor or a virtual assistant, you have this idea that you'll be doing that every day. How fantastic. You won't need to deal with any of the company politics, any of the dysfunction, the egos. You just get to do your job every day. And wouldn't that be amazing? But the truth is that even if your business is quite small, you're still going to be spending a certain amount of time a week on the business. By that, I mean marketing, thinking about your strategy, going through the finances, sending invoices, chasing invoices, scheduling meetings, all this kind of stuff, building your website, dealing with technical issues. A few weeks ago, we had Talita Ferreira on the program, and she mentioned how frustrating it is to have to do her own IT. Losing some aspect of your technology, your computer crashes, or the printer won't work, or the shredder won't shred, whatever it is, that you can lose a day, more than a day. If your internet goes down, that's a day trying to get that fixed. And this is actually what you spend a lot of your time doing. If you don't really like the idea of running a business, you just want to do the thing you want to do every day, then maybe you don't really want to run a business. And then I would be encouraging you to look for some other way to do the thing you want to do. Maybe it's still working for a company, but working for a different kind of company where your job is do the massage. You've got back-to-back massage clients all day working at a salon, and you're an employee of the salon, and you don't have to get involved in any of the business angles. If you're a coach, maybe an internal coaching position would be better than running a coaching business. So I would really think hard about that. A good reason to leave is you like the idea of running a business. Now, that's not to say you're going to like every aspect of running a business. Doing the finances will never be my sweet spot. I outsource that as far as possible. But of course, I still need to check in with the money and see how we're doing and what needs to happen and keep an eye on outgoings and all of that kind of thing. So I don't love every aspect. But if you don't like any of it, you don't like the financial side, you don't like the marketing, you don't like telling people what you do, you don't like selling, you don't like invoicing, you don't like building a website, you don't like any of those aspects that are required in running a business, then you probably shouldn't run a business. Reason number two to quit your corporate job is that you can't see that a change of company would fix the problem. So I said at the beginning of this show that it's possible that it's the company that you're in that's the trouble. And another company with a different culture would be a much better fit for you. You could carry on doing the job you love doing, but in an environment where you felt more appreciated or that worked better with your family responsibilities or where you could be based at home, something like that. So it's only if you think to yourself, actually, even a change of company wouldn't fix my problem. Even if I negotiated or renegotiated my working hours, it wouldn't fix the problem. I just don't want to work for a company, any company, anymore. If that's where you are, then that's a really good reason to leave corporate life. Reason number three that it's a good time to leave corporate world and that you're ready is that you desire flexibility. Now, I want to be really clear about this. We do talk occasionally about flexible working on this show. We had the wonderful Ursula Tavender on the show a few weeks ago talking about this. There are opportunities to work flexibly in corporate life, but when you run your own business, you decide what your business is going to look like. You decide on your business model. You decide the hours that you're going to work. You decide where you're going to work. And so you can flex it, especially if you bake this in right from the beginning. You can flex it around other priorities in your life. So in my case, at the moment, I'm getting up pretty early in the morning and I'm starting work at about 6:30. And I'm working until about lunchtime, and then I'm taking a few hours off early afternoon and then doing a bit more in the afternoon or evening. And the reason for that is it just works much, much better around my daughter's home education schedule. So it means we get a nice chunk of time together in the afternoon to do things that aren't her tutor or her online lessons or any reading or prep she needs to do. We get time together. So I wouldn't be able to do that if I worked in an organisation, or not as easily anyway. And equally, when I want to change that and do things differently, I can. I don't have to renegotiate my flexible contract. But don't overestimate the flexibility piece, because flexible is not the same as part-time. When you're running a business, particularly in the early days when you're getting it started, you're never finished. You could definitely find enough to occupy you 24 hours a day. So when you imagine yourself running this business and you're not in corporate world anymore, be realistic about how many hours you think you're going to need to put into the business to make it viable prior to leaving. And then once you have left, how much of your time you're actually going to invest in it. And you may discover, and it all comes down to how much you can charge, how many days a month you're actually doing billable work, whether you've got an online business or whether you're selling product or whether you're selling your time. But take into account, how much can I earn and how much time do I need to put in order to earn what I need or want to earn? And that will define to a certain extent how flexible you can be. Point number four, the fourth reason to leave corporate life altogether, is that you have a really good business idea. Now, there are people that leave their job without having a really good business idea, either through circumstance, so they've been made redundant, or they've decided that they can't take it anymore and they've handed in their resignation and they work it all out afterwards. And actually, in the 12 Ways to Transition program, I do talk about what to do, how to manage your exit, your transition, if you're leaving before you've set up your new business, and how to make a success of that. So that's one of the options that we consider. It's not like everybody leaves their job really knowing that they have a viable business idea to go to. But if you do have a really good business idea, and you've checked it out, and you know it can work, and you know that there's a demand, and you would really love to do it, and you know maybe you've been doing it as a side hustle or something like that. Again, all of these ideas are covered in the 12 Ways to Transition program. If you've done that, then that is fantastic. And if you really feel confident in yourself, I've got a good business idea, and it's viable, and I've checked it out, and I can make money from it, then you can feel pretty confident that when the moment's right and the finances stack up and you feel emotionally ready to do it, it's time to hand in that resignation and go and see what happens next. Go and make it a success. So that's the fourth reason to leave, that you've actually got a good business idea that will really work in the market. Reason number five to leave your corporate job is that you don't have a high need for financial predictability. So you're relatively risk tolerant. Now, running your own business does require a certain amount of risk tolerance anyway. Corporate jobs do give you an amount of security, not 100% security, of course, but there is an amount of financial predictability. You do know you're going to be paid every month. If you have a bad month, things don't go according to plan, you're still going to get paid at the end of the month. And you get a lot of warning from the organization if they were planning to stop paying you. So there is not that need for so much risk tolerance around money when you're working for a company. But if you don't need that, you feel quite happy with a little bit of insecurity or instability, or you think, well, it's part of the deal, then maybe that's a good reason to go. And when I say it's part of the deal, you know, for me, sometimes, of course, there have been times when the business hasn't done very well, and I've thought to myself, wouldn't it be great to have a job where they just paid me, and all I had to do was rock up in the morning and do what was on my to-do list, and I'll get paid at the end of the month, rather than this kind of trying to find work to do and trying to find people who will pay me to do work for them relentlessly for 20 years. There have definitely been moments like that. But for me, the payoff around the flexibility and around being able to be the author of my own story, that is more important to me than the financial security. And if you're a little bit like that too, then that's a pretty good reason to say I'm done with corporate life. Reason number six is that you want to leverage your expertise in the open market. Basically, you feel like you can take that expertise and make more money out of it and maybe have more impact outside of corporate than you can inside of corporate. And to an extent, this is true. I mean, if you're 20 or 30 years into your professional life, into your career, you've got a huge number of skills and a massive amount of expertise, and that expertise has real value in the open market. And if you think about some of the guests we've had on the show, they've been able to take some of those talents, some of those skills, some of that expertise, and sell it back into corporate, into business, for much more than they would have been able to earn if they were on the payroll. So if you can see that there is a need for your expertise, there are clients, companies perhaps, or individuals who will pay you more to buy that expertise from you as an external than they would if they had you on the staff, then that's a really good reason to see if you can make that work. Reason number seven to leave your corporate job is that you want to test yourself. You are at the point in your life where maybe things have become a little bit predictable, a bit mundane. Every week feels like the last years go by and nothing really seems to change. And you want to pull yourself out of that. You've had enough of that. You want to put yourself intentionally outside of your comfort zone and have new experiences. And you feel that being stretched and being a little uncomfortable and being forced to grow and try new things and have these new experiences is going to give you more of a sense of meaning and purpose. And I can absolutely guarantee you, I was just having a conversation this morning with a woman who's going to be a guest on the show in a few weeks' time about what she's learned in the 2 years that she's been running her own business since she left corporate life. And she has learned a huge amount about herself. She's done work on herself and discovered things about her habits and her attitudes and her mindset that she simply could not have learned if she had stayed in her corporate job. It hasn't always been comfortable, but it has been transformative. And I used to work with her when she was in corporate. She was a client of mine. Her organization was a client of mine, and the transformation is extraordinary. So for sure, leaving that relative security of your corporate job and starting your own business does force you out of your comfort zone. And if you want to test yourself and you want to see how far you can stretch, then yes, starting your own business is a very, very good way to do that. Reason number eight. You've been thinking about it for a long time and the idea won't go away. Now, I'm not talking about, oh, every now and again you kind of fantasize about, oh, wouldn't it be amazing to have a little shop and we could sell little knickknacks and oh, I'd really love that. I'm not talking about those kind of fantasies. I have those as well. But I'm talking about business ideas and seeing yourself as a business person, seeing yourself as an entrepreneur, wanting to flex those muscles and thinking about it for a long time and the idea won't go away. And I can tell you for sure that there will never really be a point, if you've already been thinking about this and dreaming about it and imagining it for a few years now, it's not going to go away. It's very unlikely that anything will happen in your life that will make you think, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. I thought about it for years and years and years, and now I realize I don't need to do it. Something's changed. The only thing that I can imagine changing is that you realize it's too late, that you should have done it 10 years ago. And then, of course, you can't turn back the clock. So if you've been thinking about it for a long time and the idea won't go away, and you can say yes to some of the other things that I've listed so far, then yeah, it's not going anywhere. So you need to start making your plan to make it a reality. Reason number 9 to get out of corporate life is the company politics and the dysfunction that you see around you and the competitiveness, and you just don't want to be part of that anymore. And this is something that I see a lot. In fact, I've been doing some research, just launched a research project actually, into midlife women in corporate environments, senior women. And I'm trying to understand why those women are not in huge numbers making it into senior roles. And one of the themes that is emerging is that it's not lack of ambition, it's not lack of confidence. It's that they look at those roles and they say, I'm just not willing to make those kinds of sacrifices. I just don't want to play this game anymore. Maybe they were willing to play the game for the first 20 or more years of their career, but now they've got to the point where they're saying, I'm not willing to do it. Maybe it's a sort of midlife awakening where they think it's not worth it anymore. Maybe there's a lot of other stuff going on in their life that makes them think, I just don't have time or energy to deal with this anymore. But then I'm sure that we get to a point in our lives, a lot of us, where we just think, I just don't want to play. And that can be a really powerful reason to consider getting out of corporate life. Now, I've got a slight caveat, which is some of the other things I've said. You can feel really disillusioned by corporate life, but not really be able to see yourself as an entrepreneur, as a business person. Maybe you don't have the great business idea, that you don't really know what you would want to do outside. Maybe just running a business doesn't appeal for all the reasons that I said earlier. So just because you don't like the corporate culture doesn't necessarily mean that starting up on your own is the right choice for you. But if you can say yes to, yes, I'm fed up with the company politics and the dysfunction, and you can say yes to some of the other statements that I've listed, then that probably means you're ready sometime soon to say goodbye to that corporate life. And reason number 10, and I did slightly touch on this earlier, is because you want to be the author of your life. You want to take full responsibility for your income, for how you spend your time, for what you do, for the impact that you make, for your success or failure. You want that to be on you. You want there to be no one to blame but yourself. And one of the reasons that I was thinking about this final point is I was talking to my parents about this the other day. Neither of them have ever run a business. Both of them had jobs, quite stable jobs, when they were working before they retired. And I was saying that one of the things I love about running a business is even when it's bad, even when there's a month or 2 months coming up where there's no business coming in and I'm scared, I know that it's in my power to fix it. I'm not required to get buy-in for my ideas. If I have a good idea, I can go for it. If I want to pivot the business, I can pivot the business. If I want to call up potential new clients and talk to them in a different way than I normally talk to them, I can. I don't need to go to the head of business development and say, I'd like to start selling in a new way. Let's consider changing our business development strategy. It's all on me. And I love having that amount of control, that amount of influence, where I'm not having to jump through hoops. There's no red tape. If I want to change it, if I want to make it work, if something I'm trying isn't working, I decide that I'm not going to try that anymore and I'm going to try something else. I come up with the idea and I see if it works and scrap it if I need to. So this kind of idea of being the author of your own life, of taking full responsibility, maybe that really appeals to you as well. And maybe you're experiencing in the job at the moment a sense of disempowerment, or that it's like wading through treacle to get anything done. I can certainly tell you that there are aspects of running a business for yourself where you can move really, really fast. Now, the only caveat is if your clients are not moving as fast as you want to move, that can slow you down. In my own case, sometimes clients take a very long time to make decisions, and together we have to jump through hoops in their organization to get a program off the ground or to kick off coaching or whatever it is that I'm doing with them. So there is an amount of that if you're doing B2B work, but you have much more influence over how you spend your time and how you fix problems. So that's it. What is your score? How many out of 10, how many of those statements out of 10 could you say, yes, 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 that's me? The higher the number, the more ready you probably are. Now, if your number is low, you're saying, yeah, one of or two of those were right for me, but actually there were a lot where I was thinking, no, that's not really true, that's not really true, then maybe you're not quite ready. It doesn't mean that you'll never be ready, but it might give you an indication of some of the questions that you could be asking yourself and some of the work that you could be doing behind the scenes to get ready. So for instance, if you don't have a good business idea and you really feel like you'd need to in order to feel ready to leave corporate life, then you can spend the next little while researching to try to come up with some decent ideas. And on the 12 Ways to Transition program, you'll learn different ways to get your business started before you actually hand in that resignation. So you can experiment a little bit. You don't have to happen on the perfect solution straight away. Your first idea doesn't have to be your only idea. You can transition by trying different business models. You can try leveraging your expertise in different ways, still all within the security of the job you have at the moment. So if you're in this exploratory stage and you're thinking, yeah, I'm not quite sure what I would do, I know I'd like to leave, but I'm not sure what I would do, and then something like the 12 Ways to Transition is a good program for you. Equally, if you're thinking, I'm quite risk intolerant, I need quite a lot of security in order to take risks, then that gives you an idea of what to do. Build up your nest egg, put in place a financial runway, start saving a little bit of money so that when you do eventually leave, you've got something in the bank and you're not panicking about how you're going to pay the mortgage. So if you've said no to any of these 10 points and that indicates to you that you're not ready, then you should be able to come up with some ideas about how to address that if you're still committed to leaving. Equally, you might think, maybe this idea of leaving isn't really for me. Maybe actually I should be looking to work at another company or taking a promotion or maybe moving sideways or going part-time or working flexibly. This actually is the real solution to my existential angst or my midlife crisis, not starting a business. On the other hand, if you're saying, yes, 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 these things are really true for me, then it's kind of time to ask, well, what's stopping me? You know, what is your excuse for not getting started? I would recommend downloading the free Escape the Rat Race checklist for sure, because that will lay out for you nice and clearly the list of things that need to happen for you to leave and in the first early few months of starting your new business and working on it full time. So that will give you an idea of these are the things that need to happen. Where am I on this list? How much of this have I already done? And what's next? And you can really start powering through that checklist. You can start taking the actions and making that moment where you're sitting at your desk looking at your computer thinking, right, this is it now, I run my own business, making that a reality. And I can tell you, I remember that first day so clearly. It was nearly 20 years ago now, but I remember it very, very clearly. Sitting at my desk, looking at my computer, looking around my living room in my flat in London where I lived at the time and thinking, well, this is it. this is the start of a whole new chapter in my life. And I never have a day of regret about making that choice. I will put the links to those two programs, the Escape the Rat Race checklist and 12 Ways to Transition, on the show notes. So just scroll down and you can get those. And you can, of course, if you have any questions, you can drop me a line. If you're not sure if these programs are for you, you can contact me directly. Or you can head over to the Corporate Escapees Facebook page and post a question there. There are people in that group who've taken some of these programs already. And of course, I'm in the group all the time answering questions. So that's a really good place to get a conversation going and start to establish whether you really are ready to go for it. I hope you found that useful today. Please stay in touch with us here. I love to hear from people who are listening to the show. And if there's anything you'd like me to feature on the show, any topics you want me to cover, then please, please tell me. With information about how to stay in touch with us and how to find out more about what we're doing here at A Brilliant Gamble, here's the lovely Ivy Palmer.
Our website at www.brilliantgamble.com. There you can get all the episodes of the show, plus read the blog. And on our Escape the Rat Race courses page, you can find out more about our development programs to help you navigate your way through the minefield of life, career and change. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brilliant Gamble, and join our Corporate Escapees Facebook group.